of blessed is the man that heareth me. A reliance upon Christ for salvation. That's what we talked about last week. And we're going to just kind of pick up from there. But I believe this could be, I'm not confirming it, but this could be the icing on the cake in our faith series. I'm not certain, but it definitely sounds like it could be. His glory is joining the faith part, the icing on the cake. And I just titled it that way because this really, really, this message, I believe, reached, I believe, a place of full maturation for our season of faith and learning of faith. But again, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. God continues to go. So we'll just let him do what he does. We've been looking at the word faith and the definition, this side of the definition that talks about persuasion and a reliance upon Christ for salvation. God promised to deal with us and teach us in this part to give us faith in the Lord Jesus, to really understand that Jesus is at the gate. Last week, he gave us a profound description on his power, on how all power and authority and rule have been given over to him, that the Father made all things subject unto him and put all things under his feet. And we found that as we walk in authentic faith, that all things are also under our feet. Well, this is a revealing of the glory, and this is going to be, a story of why glory would be found here at the post as well. His glory is joining the party, and it's tremendous how the Lord has set us up for glory. He's truly set us up for glory through the means of authentic faith. And coming into the place of authentic faith, which we learn has been by walking in the temperament that we find at the post of his doors, at his gate, when we're there watching daily and waiting and waiting. I heard elders say, we'll wait on you. And it's worth it, because by the time the Lord manifests his temperament, he's put us in a perfect position for authentic faith. And that faith right there moves mountains. And it's nothing short of the glory of God. And there's a reason behind it, because there's a little bit of a story or deeper understanding on the glory that we're going to learn today that's coming out of authentic faith. Blessed is the man that heareth me, it says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 34. Blessed is the man that heareth me. In part of the note on last week, we heard this. At the end of the note on last week, we heard, in short, he is going to make sure that we are fully persuaded that Jesus is Lord. And he said this, to the glory of God the Father. To me, that was an Easter egg. That was a little crumb that God left in that note when he said, to the glory of God the Father. I didn't realize he was going to lead us off into understanding that glory is at the gate. But we're going to get the understanding right now. We're going to jump right into it. If you're with me, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here we go. So get ready for the glory. It's at the post. In the book of 2 Corinthians, if you heard the message on Thursday that we sent out a blast for everyone to listen in to the second night of the leadership conference that the Lord had us at last week, you would have had a head start on these verses here. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 5 through 11, it says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, I love that, hath shined in our hearts. The word hearts means minds. He's shined in our minds to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, it says in verse 7, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. In verse 8, it says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed. This is where I believe Evangelist Benita was in her declaration. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. cast down, but were not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. We're going to kind of look at verse by verse here, or several of the verses in this text. The first verse we look at is the meaning of verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The Father has caused light to shine. Listen to where light is shining out of, everyone. Light is caused to shine out of darkness, and it shines into our hearts or into our minds. This particular light that's shining from our situations and places that are not perfectly or moving in kingdom, it's shining, and it's in the shining of the light, it reveals, it gives an awareness of the glory. Now, we got to kind of understand what the glory is, and it's going to line up with everything we've learned concerning being at the post and exchanging or having an exchange of the temperament of the Lord. The word glory, actually, the word glory is doxa in the Greek. And what doxa means is opinion. It means judgment. It also means view. It means estimate, whether good or bad, concerning someone. It sounds like what we get when we come to the post. We get God's opinion. We're getting God's judgment. We're getting his view, whether good or bad, concerning us. So the glory of God is not just this splendor. It's not just honor. It's not just praise. It's not just grace. It's not just all these wonderful things that we picture what glory would be like. But glory actually originates in the opinion that God has concerning us. The glory of God starts to move through the judgment or the view, his estimate concerning us. It starts a glory process in our lives. So the glory really is, it starts with the opinion or view of Christ concerning us. That's why, listen, the light is shining out of darkness. The glory is that the knowledge of his glory, the knowledge of his glory is coming out of our dark places. This is a tremendous blessing. Hallelujah. It's a tremendous blessing that God would have light coming out of our darkness. Because God, what is that light? It's God's opinion concerning the darkness. It's God's view concerning the darkness, concerning areas that are not reaching full maturation of kingdom living. God said, I have light coming out of your deficits. I have light that's coming. And this light, my opinion, is starting a glory process. Well, this is all taking place at the gate. This is all happening when we reach the post of his doors. And it's causing God's opinion, which is equal to God's glory, to be made manifest. Powerful. And it's coming. Get this. I love it. And I love your declaration this morning, evangelist, because that marries perfectly with this rhema. Listen, no matter what you're going through, no matter what, how your faith might be tried, and no matter what has not transpired on your behalf, glory is guaranteed to come because it comes from your problems. So his light comes from our issues and problems, our shortcomings. And goodness gracious, that's why he's been teaching us about coming to the post, because he wants to reveal his glory. He wants to reveal his glory. And it comes, the Bible says, it comes in the face of Jesus Christ. The word face actually means the person of Jesus. Look at the verse again. It says it right here. It says in verse 6, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the awareness of the glory of God in the face or person of Jesus Christ. Hence temperament, hence his view, hence his opinion. That's how the glory is being made manifest. In the person of Jesus Christ, the way that Jesus would deal with it is revealing the glory of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the glory that's starting. It's starting right now in our lives. God has been teaching us on authentic faith to bring us into his glory. We all think about glory as being this thick fog, this Shekinah glory where the presence and power of God resides. It does. It absolutely does, because verse 7 teaches us that about the excellency of his power. We'll get to that in a minute. But the glory doesn't start with Shekinah. It doesn't start with a thick fog and lightning and supernatural happenings. It starts with God's opinion. It starts with God's point of view. So if you're living and starting to learn to live by God's opinion about you, you're moving now into the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So the Father has caused light to shine out of darkness. And we know that the glory is God's opinion. We're getting that right now. So now, when we deal with this, it comes in the face or person of Jesus. This is why he's been teaching us on authentic faith. Coming on us through his temperament, it's designed to release the glory of God. Psalm 72 and 19 says this here. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Wow. And it says like this in Isaiah 6 and 3, which we're familiar with. It says, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. So as we can see by these two scriptures, the whole earth shall be filled with his glory. There's many other scriptures that point to that fact. This is how it's going to be filled. When the church starts to live by the opinions and views of Christ Jesus, we end up in a place of kingdom results, and his opinion and views manifest his true commonwealth. When we start to walk in the opinions and the views, which is his glory, then we will see the fullness of his commonwealth take over our lives and the earth. Soon enough, the whole earth is going to walk as God views things. Soon enough, everybody that doesn't walk as God views things is going to be etched out of the equation. And it will just be a family of people walking in the point of view and opinion of God. That's how the whole earth is going to be filled with his glory. So this is what causes what true praise and honor to flow, which are also definitions of his glory. This is what causes real praise and real honor to really flow. That as we see the results of moving in God's opinion, which is the outskirts of the beginning of walking in glory, it's going to cause the power of God to flow too. This is how he intended and intends to be glorified, because he's going to show you the results of walking in his view, of walking in his opinions. And let me tell you something that's unstoppable. And I want you to know that, and I want you to be encouraged by that truth right there. This movement of his glory is unstoppable. And this is why, watch this. This is going to be exciting for you to hear this in Psalms 139, 11 through 13. This is some old story getting mixed into the new. It says this here. It says this. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Listen to that. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Listen to verse 12. It says, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Now I truly know why. For thou hast possessed my reins, it says in verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. When we were chosen, listen, when we were chosen, we were ordained to walk in his glory. Even your night, even the darkness that you're facing right now, it shall become light about thee. Why? Because God is about to minister his opinion for you. God is about to minister his view for you. If you're still coming to the gate, you're about to hear the glory of God. Listen to me now. It's not just to reprove or correct you or to make it seem like you're belittled before God, but it's actually God trying to get you on the inside of his glory. He's trying to bring you in to where the manifestation of his power can really flow. And it's happening to a people that are having a knowledge or coming into the knowledge of authentic faith, of making the exchange of temperament. Glory is falling on our lives. It's happening. So even your night shall become light around you. It's going to be light. God is going to give you his viewpoint on your situation. You better receive it now as the glory that's coming unto you. It says in verse 12, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike. They're both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed, watch this. Watch how this matches everything we've been learning. For thou hast possessed my reins. You possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Listen to what the word reins means. It means the mind as the interior self. God has possessed your mind, your interior self. Why? Because he's possessed it and made an exchange with you at the gate. Because what he's done is he's given you his glory. He's given you his opinions. He's possessed. Oh, my goodness. Here's what the Holy Ghost said to me here. He said, I possess the ultimate gate of my enemy. The ultimate gate of my enemy has already been possessed. Listen, ultimately, it's the ultimate gate of his enemy has already been possessed before we were even born. He possessed our carnal minds, which is enmity with him, which is his enemy. The Bible declares, I will possess, this seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. God has already possessed his greatest enemy. Satan is not his greatest enemy. The carnal mind of man is God's greatest enemy, and he's already possessed it. You are already predestined to walk in the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are already predestined to walk in the glory of God. If you can hear me and you understand me, just say amen.
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 Glory be to God. The ultimate gate of his enemy was already possessed before we were ever born. He possessed our carnal minds, which is enmity with him. We can't lose his glory. We can't lose. His glory will cover all the earth, and his chosen are in that equation. When he possessed your reins, he also covered you. Watch this now. Watch how it matches. The word covered means to fence in. Listen, here's a Holy Ghost note. Fences have gates. So essentially, he brought you in to his gate. We are destined to be pillars, Javon, as you taught us. We are destined to be pillars in the house of our God. He's already prepared it. He's already made a way for it. He's already revealing his glory to establish you in it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've already been brought into the gate of God. Man, what God is teaching us and speaking to us at the gate, he's releasing his glory unto us. Whoa, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
He's releasing his glory. And in the glory of God, there is no losing. In the glory of God, there is no defeat in the glory. Everything you have need of will be met in the glory. It will happen in the glory. Because glory also means manifest perfection. And we'll get to that in a minute. But God is manifesting perfection in the person of Jesus Christ. Verse 7, it describes where this wonderful glory or this treasure is found. It's found in us. And when it's lived by, it will release the excellency of the power of Christ. If you listen in on for Thursday's message, the word excellency actually means preeminence. The word preeminence means paramount or supreme in rank. So what's happening here in the glory now, it's also being revealed that the preeminence or the supreme power of God is found here. It outranks everything. His power will become supreme. This is walking in the true power of faith here. This is what happens when we tap into it. His power will become supreme in rank. It will outrank everything that's not in order. Every bit of bondage outside of salvation, sickness and disease, poverty and lack too. This will cause praise and honor and glory to God. God is going to outrank everything that does not flow on a kingdom level. I'm going to say that again. The glory of God is going to outrank everything that does not flow on a kingdom level. It's happening. He's outranking it. There's an anointing even on this line right now that's being infused in some people that are on this line. Faith is coming alive on a whole nother level right this very moment. It's happening because the glory of God is being revealed. There's no weapon formed against you that can't even think about prospering because of the glory being on it. God is releasing his glory through his opinion, through his viewpoint, through his estimate, how he would do it. Coming to the post is also bringing us into the totality of this glory. So the excellency of the power, it would be not of us, it's of Christ, it's of him. It's none of us, it's all him. So now, if you're not one that wants, that's why the writer says back over in Proverbs, all them that hate me love death. He's saying you crazy. If you don't want this, you are out of your mind. You're forfeiting the glory. You're forfeiting. He says, man, that we ought to receive this instruction. Receive this temperament exchange. My goodness, why? Because it's also equivalent to the glory of God. There is no greater source. There is no greater source. This is where everything that's of God and is God is found. Love is locked in the glory. And we know love releases relief and aid. All of God is in the glory. The true God stands up in the glory. And so we've got to get an understanding that glory doesn't just come because we're children of the Most High God and we've said a prayer and received Jesus as our Savior and Lord. No, we journeyman Christian understand glory comes with a price. That price is making that exchange or allowing him to exchange. And when you let that exchange come, glory is coming with it, praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God. Verse 10 brings further confirmation. This is ridiculous. When I saw this, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Verse 10 says, always bearing about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. The word bearing about, I said, my goodness, when I saw this, it says in doubt, it means this, in doubt and hesitation to be led away now to this opinion. I said, what? It says, in doubt and hesitation to be led away now to this opinion. We are to carry his opinion with us all day. That's what it means to bear about the body. Okay. It means to carry his opinion. His opinion was, I died so you might live. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord. There's a lot of meaning behind the death of Jesus Christ that benefit our lives. That is God's opinion. That is God's view. That's God's estimate. That's how God is getting the glory into your life. Keeping his opinion, walking in his opinion, will bring the purpose of the death of Jesus to life. It will bring the purpose of the death of Jesus to life. If I walk in his opinion, I'm walking in the purpose of his death, that now, because I'm walking in the purpose of his death, his opinion in me is the purpose of his death. So I could walk in his opinion.
Amen.
That now, by walking in that opinion, now the life of Jesus will be made manifest. Why? Because I'm walking in his opinions. Now his life is manifest in my body. That is the glory of God. Ooh, Jesus. We are to carry his opinion with us all day, every day. This is why we have learned the purpose of the gate and the post of his doors. When we bear his opinions, he's alive and fully functioning in us and through us. Verse 11 is a type of icing on the cake for me. It really is, because it just speaks plainly. Speaks so plainly of this all. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Hence, how do I die? I die at the exchange of opinions.
Yes, God.
I die right there at that exchange of how God views it. I die right there. And as I die right there, see the no flesh, the Bible says, shall glory in his presence. I can't carry the glory if I'm in my flesh. I can't carry the glory if I'm in my own viewpoint or carnal thinking. So Paul says, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. I believe the next verse describes it's death unto us, but it's life unto you guys. Because what we're giving you now is the glory of Jesus, the life of Jesus, because we have died to our opinions. We are moving in the knowledge of his glory. We're living by the knowledge of his glory, the awareness of his opinion. I'm living by the awareness of his point of view. I'm alive here. But it's not me, really. It's him. It's him. So for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. I just die at the exchange of opinions. God's opinions really are factual. They're right opinions. There are right opinions and there are wrong opinions. God's opinions are always right. So when we receive his, we die. That is the beginning of this glory. That the life now of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Praise God. Closing already. And in my closing, I talked to you about back to the beginning end. And our prophetess wrote this in one of her prayers. The beginning end. And so powerful. Didn't really understand it at first, but she talks about the beginning end. And it makes so much sense. Because the end or the beginning reveals the end. It really does. Let me show you what I'm talking about. In 1 Peter 1, 9 through 11, and I believe this is where our faith series began, truly began. In verse 9, it says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. This takes us back to the beginning end. Receiving the end of your faith.
Yes, it is.
Even the salvation of your souls.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
When we start to receive his word as his glory, it takes us back to the beginning end. It takes us back to where this whole thing started. It takes us back to when you first got saved. It takes us back to what faith was supposed to really do. It was supposed to save us. It was supposed to bring deliverance. And then it was also supposed to reveal success on all levels. But the beginning end was salvation of our souls. Listen to this. It says here, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Look at that. They prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand, watch me now, this is the beginning end, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. And the glory, the end of our faith is the salvation of our souls. They testified of this. They testified, the prophets of old testified. They thought it might be in their time, but it was not in their time. It was for us. It was for us that the sufferings of Christ would reveal his glory. Why? Because the sufferings of Christ give us an ear to hear his opinions and his views.
Amen.
The sufferings of Christ now give us access into the mindset of God our Father. The prophets wanted what we got. They wanted the glory. They searched to see what time of the Spirit, when would this happen? When was it signifying? They wanted to know. But it was for us. It was for us. This tremendous grace of the release of his glory was meant for us.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Man, we can't shun away his opinions. We cannot shun away his views. If we do, we're shunning the glory. Last definition of glory. Or today, anyway. It means the absolutely perfect inward or personal excellency of Christ. The majesty. This is the glory, the absolutely perfect inward or personal excellency of Christ. That's what's being established. That is the glory. The personal excellency of Christ is being established. Every result that he had, all of the power that he had and has is being imparted into us by his views and his opinions.
Hallelujah, God.
By walking in authentic faith, the personal excellency of Christ, the perfect, oh my gosh.
Thank you, Jesus.
How I've sought perfection and seek it, but it's found here at the post. It's locked inside of his view. It's locked inside of his temperament. For his temperament reveals his opinions and it reveals his point of views. And this is where the doxa, the manifestation of God's perfection, it starts and is finished right here. It's the personal excellency of Jesus. That's why the excellency of the power is of him and not us. Because it's released in his opinions, his views, his estimates, his temperament. It's even being released right now if you let go of your own ambition, if you let go of your own way of thinking, if you let go of how you perceive things. Have faith in God. Have the faith of God. So this is what's happening to us, TGM. The absolute perfection of Christ is being established in our lives through authentic faith. The excellency of his power is about to be revealed. The true anointing of Christ is about to rest on us. And I hear the Lord say, he said, we can't faint now. For verse 13 says it like this. Wherefore, gird up. Here you go, Evangelist Benita. I'm coming in with you and I'm swinging with you. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, at the rhema word. For the grace that's to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
That doesn't just speak to me of the return of the Lord. It speaks to me of the whole process of what Rhema does for us. It brings us into the glory of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It brings us all the way to the glory. So if you shun away his view, if you don't want it, I agree with the writer of Proverbs. I agree. I agree with what Solomon wrote. We're fools. We're fools. And we deserve to die. With this level of God's grace and this level of God's releasing his glory, if we don't accept it, we are fools. But the glory of God is joining the faith party today. Now you know you're receiving not just, oh, this wonderful, authentic faith, but you're receiving God's absolute bless, his absolute best, his glory.
Thank you.
His glory. And the release of the excellency of his power, my goodness. That release that's coming unto you, that release that belongs to you. Jesus, my Lord. That release. Paramount and supreme in rank. It's all happening. It's all happening. God is about to outrank everything going wrong in left field in your life. And I'm not just saying that. If you meet him daily at the post of his doors, if you remain, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, if you remain here, the glory's coming. And what I love is even in your darkness, it can't be stopped. Because out of darkness, the light shines. This glory is unstoppable. God is going to communicate his view with you, you chosen vessel. And when he does, you just give him consent. Give him the amen, and all of a sudden, glory is being released on your life. If you could just lift your hands for a minute. Jesus. Master, we receive what you've said.
Yes, sir.
And Master, we are so grateful.
Yes.
We are grateful to have been chosen to walk in your glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're so grateful. Oh, God, we humbly submit to your glory. Wash us daily so we can be glory carriers, Master.
Yes, Jesus.
Wash us every single day. And whenever we need it, wash us. For if you wash us not, we will part with you. But if you wash us, it's the same. It's the same, Lord. It's the washing also bathes us and clothes us in the glory. Your opinions don't just wash, but they clothe us in the glory. Oh, God, we give you glory for this.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We give you praise for this. Oh, God, and in my darkness and in our darkness, there's light. The darkness and light are both alike unto thee. Your opinion will come forth, whether in darkness or whether it's already established in the light. Your glory will not be stopped. The whole earth will be filled with it, Master, and these earthen vessels will be filled with your glory. Nagasuba. We give you praise. Evangelist Benita, I hear the Lord say, you hold fast. Glory is on the way. It's on the way. Don't think it be small steps when you're taking one step and just doing what I've given you my opinion to do. Don't think it be small. No. It's carrying the glory. And in that glory, I promise you, you will see my supreme rank in your life. You will see it just one step, one opinion at a time, if need be.
Yes.
Just remember, each opinion carries the glory. I'll be supreme in rank for you. Don't you stop. Don't you quit. Focus on my views. Focus on my opinions. And when you do, you're focusing on the glory. I told you I'm giving light of the knowledge of the glory of God. I'm shining it in your heart. I'm shining it in your mind. My opinion is that glory.
Bless your name, Jesus.
For everybody under the sound of my voice, receive my opinions. Receive my view. And I promise you, you'll see my supreme rank. No weapon formed against you. It won't prosper. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you for your anointing. Thank you for your anointing, Master. Thank you for your anointing.
Thank you for your anointing, Jesus. Yes, God.
Ooh, I thank you for your anointing. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Elder Allison says, hallelujah, Lord. Mr. Kurt says, amen, Lord. Let your light shine.
Thank you, God.
Elder Donna says, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Jay Watts says, amen. Amen, Jay. Elder Allison says, Jesus, hallelujah. Javon says, hallelujah and amen, Abba Father. Joshua Watts says this. Minister Jay says, when we receive God's opinion, it automatically cancels Satan's opinion. Better believe it.
Hallelujah.
Better believe it.
Amen.
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 Every amen gives God consent. Every amen, you just release glory. Every time you amen, you're releasing, God is releasing glory. Every time you say yes to his opinion, yes to his rhema, that is his opinion. Every time you say amen, it's giving him consent to release the glory in your life. Oh, God, yes. It gives him consent to release the excellency of his power. Every amen to every rhema. For every rhema is God's opinion. And when it becomes personal and you say amen, still releasing glory. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Gives us a new fervency. It gives us a newfound strength of why we should run, why we should go now. Donna says, amen. Why we should go gives us a new understanding of why we should live at the post. I'm going to get the glory. Mm. Yeah. I'm going for the glory. Hey, God. Yeah. Who I want to be wrapped in the glory. Who, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hmm. I'm done right there.
Hallelujah.
Finished.